know, it's just like a play when you're in a game. You know, when your play is called, you got to go make the play. So just seeing a lot of guys leave here last year, a lot of older guys, a lot of veteran players. When you look around the room, you know, we're a young team, so somebody had to step up. And I just know my linebacker coach, defensive coordinator, head coach, you know, they were saying, like, I got to develop into becoming a leader. And, you know, I just thank my teammates for, you know, looking at me in that light. And, you know, just growing up fast, you know, forced to grow up fast, forced to be on the field, forced to, you know, really mature. So that's kind of where I am in my career right now. And I'm steady learning and, you know, looking at guys like the Tremont Williams, the Joe Haydens, and Joe Thomas, and still following their footsteps. So, like you said, I'm still a young player, but I have to develop fast.
Is there a different attitude out of practice today since you guys won last week?
No, man, it's the same attitude, you know. We go out there, plan to win. I guess you have a couple smiles on the face, but, you know, it's the same mindset, the same mentality, and that's just to, you know, beat the next person on the schedule, which is the Steelers. So we know they're going to have a good game plan. They're going to, you know, try everything in their power to beat us. So, you know, we got to be prepared, be focused, and put last week behind us. So,
Chris, you won this award for being cooperative with the media through thick and thin. So what would you say your philosophy is in dealing with the press?
Oh, man, I look at it as, you know, it's just your job, you know. Being a professional athlete, you know, you can't run when things go wrong. You know, you just gotta face it. That's like, you know, if you make a bad play, you can't say, oh, man, I'm tapping out for the game. You just got a next play. You know, just be a professional with everything you do. And the media, this is you guys' job. So your job is to write about us, ask us questions. Our job is to answer to the best of our ability, and just, you know, just carry ourselves in that manner. So whenever I'm around, I have to carry myself as a professional. That's what I'm going to do.
How tough did that get, you know, loss after loss? And by the time you're getting to, you know, 0-12, 13, you know, whatever, 14, how tough did that get for you? Just face the music every week?
You know, it's tough, you know, especially after losses after losses, you know, when you constantly getting asked questions about, like, you know, how the game is going, you know, what's the state of the team, things like that. You just gotta keep yourself grounded and just know, like, don't say the wrong things, make sure you say the right things, and just, you know, just do your job. You know, that's with anything in life, you gotta do your job. And that's just how I am. You know, I have to finish the game, and the media is part of the game. That's part of the profession. So, like, I can't sit and say I'm not gonna talk to media or anything like that. You just gotta face it.
And you were the first one to step up. We mentioned this after the game, but first to step up and pledge that we're not going to lose them all. Mm-hmm. That was at the ninth week of the season.
Yeah.
Did any of your teammates subsequently come up to you and say, you know what, I'm glad somebody said it?
No. I think everyone in the locker room, we had the same mindset. I was just the one who actually, like, said it.
Yeah.
And I wasn't trying to be, you know, arrogant or anything. I wasn't trying to, you know, guarantee things was going to happen. I just wanted to basically be a spokesman for the team, saying this team is going to continue to fight. You know, each and every Sunday we're going to continue to go out there and try our best to win ball games. So it wasn't me trying to be that guy to be like, oh, man, I'm going to guarantee Cleveland to win this and that. I just knew the character on this team and the character of the coaches that, you know, it's any given Sunday. Each and every week we're going to go out there and we're going to compete. And as long as we keep striving, something as good is going to happen. And, you know, that's just me, just, you know, giving confidence to the team, just giving confidence to myself. So it wasn't nothing arrogant or nothing like out of the ordinary. I was just, you know, speaking on behalf of our team, how hard we work, that something is going to happen. And it did last Saturday.
Chris, did anyone on the coaching staff or anyone talk to you in the offseason about expanding the leadership role or the team? Did you just kind of do that yourself?
Well, it's crazy because when Craig and Carlos, when they knew that they weren't coming back to Cleveland, you know, those guys, you know, they was like my role models, my mentors, you know, as I was coming into the league. And I just remember they told me it's my show now. You know, they said, you know, both of them are leaving. And they knew that I was watching them, just being around them, you know, following their lead, seeing how they became professionals. I just knew that the ball was in my court and I had to, you know, take advantage of it and become that leader, because we're going to be a young team. So I just put that in my mind to become the best player and the best person off the field in order for the team to grow and, you know, to lead the younger guys like Craig and Carlos did with me. So I can say those two guys really, you know, helped me out along the way. And my coaches just told me, you know, I got a chance to do something special this year. I got a chance to become a full starter. And at that linebacker position, that's the position where, you know, leadership characteristics have to kick into play. So that's pretty much how I was thinking throughout the offseason.
Just being a good voice of the team and carrying yourself, you know, the right way, this part of it, the interviews you do with us, is that part of the leadership in your mind?
Yeah, you got to, you know, sometimes you don't want to just talk about being a leader. You got to actually show guys. And, you know, I want to be that type of person and player to, you know, to show guys the right way. You know, talking to the media is part of your job. You know, you don't have to say everything. You can come up here and talk, and you can be short. You can say whatever you want to say. Just say it in the right manner. And, you know, just don't be the guy that, you know, oh, I want to stay away from the media and get to running. You just got to just do your job. You know, and I get it that, you know, when guys don't want to talk to the media. I mean, I had times that I didn't want to talk to the media, but I just continue to tell myself, you know what, I don't have to talk to them long. I can just say what I got to say. You know, I said it. You know, I did my job, but yeah, I just want to be that type of player just to show younger guys the right ways to do things and how to do things if you really don't want to do it, just, you know, how to kind of go around it a little bit, if that's the smart thing to say.
Hugh Jackson today said that you're not only a rising player for the Browns, but you're a rising player in the National Football League. How does it, what type of reaction do you have to hear him have that kind of belief in you?
Man, you know, it means the world to me that, you know, he has that much belief and confidence in me. And, you know, that's something that I personally put on one of my goals is to be, you know, one of the best linebackers in the league. And me just ending this year three, you know, I have a lot, you know, a lot to learn, a lot to do. And, you know, I'm just constantly trying to get better. And for him to say that, you know, like I said, it means the world to me, and it actually pushes me even more to become that player that he sees me to become. So it's definitely a good thing hearing that from Coach.
Chris,
talked
to Mike Tomlin. He said he plans on resting Big Ben and Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown. How do you kind of view facing the Steelers without all that star power?
Oh, man. At the end of the day, it's the National Football League, you know. It's good players all over. You know, so whether it's a starter or whether it's a third string player that plays, it doesn't matter. You know, you're in the NFL, so you're good, and it's still going to be friendly competition. You know, and you just got to go out there and play like Ben Roethlisberger is playing or Le'Veon Bell. You can't really pinpoint faces. You know, you just got to say, hey, they're in a black and yellow uniform. My job is to go out there and compete. My job is to go out there and win. So regardless of who plays, we have to do our job and our part. And that's all we're focused on right now. So it's not really faces for me. You know, I'm just going to try to do my job to the best of my ability and work on things that we can work on as a Cleveland Brown. And I think things will take care of itself from there.
Well, and specifically, I think it would be probably D'Angelo who would get a lot of the carries and yep. Le'Veon's not in there. He's had some success where Le'Veon hasn't played. I mean, you faced him before. How good is he? And he's still a challenge for your run defense, right?
Yeah, D'Angelo, you know, he's been a great back for many years in this league, you know. So I know that he'll go out there, he'll compete. You know, he's a competitor. He's going to go out there and he's just going to give his all, and you got to respect that. So me being a competitor as well, like I said, I'm not looking at faces. I'm just, you know, looking at an opponent as an opponent, you know, trying to do my job and, you know, help this team win. So that's pretty much all I'm focused on. Whoever plays, you know, we'll face them on Sunday. Whoever don't, you know, it is what it is.
Chris, obviously fans have a way different mindset than players about certain issues.
Yeah.
Everybody's thinking, that's going to get the number one overall pick.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys ever talk about that?
I don't. I leave all the draft things and all the draft questions to the people upstairs, the scouts and everything like that. That's out of my control. That's way over my head. So I just focus on who's on this team right now and, you know, just wish everybody the best in the draft.
You're chasing that win, right? I mean, it's not in your thought, in your head at all.
It's not in my thought process at all to think about anything but this weekend. You know, I'm not thinking about nothing about next season or the draft like that, because we got one more game in front of us. So that's the most important thing for me right now, is to prepare for the Steelers.
So what would it mean? What do you think it would mean to you guys from a just mindset, if you guys could, after 0-14, if you guys could actually end on a winning streak?
Well, I like to put it in my mind, each game you try to start off fresh. So I put it in my mind that we're 1-0, and we're going to start from when we won to carry on to next season, to carry on the whole future. So everything that happened from when we lost, it's in the past. So I'm just looking on building from last week win, get this win, and just have that momentum going into next season. So that's just kind of how I like to trick my mind into, you know, going into a new game and going to a new season.